Entrepreneurship is a growing theme at Fairfield's Dolan School of Business. 3 years ago, the school hired a professor of entrepreneurship. Then it began running business plan competitions among its students.
And then the question is, where do you go next, right?
That's Dean of the school, Donald Gibson.
We'd like them to actually make this idea a reality, so put your business plan into effect. And the incubator is kind of the next stage for that.
The incubator is a physical space, 1,300 square feet in downtown Fairfield, where entrepreneurs can work at a low cost. But it's also a source of mentoring, networking and expert advice. The school's professors will be available for consultation, as will professionals from law firms and financial institutions that have sponsored the centre.
The idea is to be surrounded by other entrepreneurs. You can bounce ideas off of them. And then tie you into this network of expertise.
The incubator is actually a partnership between the university, the town of Fairfield, and a local property developer. And the diversity of its initial client businesses reflect that input.
We didn't want to be a traditional university tech incubator.
That's Dolan's Christopher Huntley, who's been shepherding the project towards its launch. The three founding companies are a bakery, a municipal energy consulting business, and a designer of power-saving gadgets. Two of the entrepreneurs are long-time local community members, and one is a Fairfield grad student.
A lot of schools will have a business incubator that's tied to the engineering school. So basically you start with some product that's in the lab and then you commercialize it. Fairfield, as a university, is a very diverse place. We wanted that to be reflected in our business incubator. We certainly are working with companies that are tech-oriented, but we're also looking at ones that are more traditional kind of businesses.
Huntley says the aim eventually is to host five of these early-stage businesses as they outgrow the incubator and hopefully begin to contribute to the economic development of the region. Other startups should follow in their wake. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.